You'd be surprised, the people that come from, well, from Alaska, some of them this year did, and from California, New York, Texas, Florida, and the, some of the kids have started having class reunions at that time, and some of them celebrated their 30th reunion this year, and some their 40th, and I think that's the greatest thing we have. And the ones that live here, we all do a lot of work for, but we set tables up to the gym, school gym. They had it set for 480, I think, and they had to put up more tables, so there were more people than that. And they give prizes for the ones that come the farthest or the ones that have the greatest number of family, people in their family. And they have honorary presidents every year. They honor six every year from that have been here a long time or that come from a long ways. So it's been one thing that's lasted over 60 years, so it's been a
people
really
must
great
like it.
Thing.
Yeah.
The museum is an outcropping of it. They, about 30 years ago, they decided that they wanted a museum, and they talked pro and con for two or three years, and finally, as I say, in 1960, they appointed me as chairman, and we started the museum. And it's North Park Pioneer Museum. And there, when we designed this building, later on additions, we decided to, we designed it for a storeroom for all of our tables and chairs that we have at the meeting every year. So it's really more than a museum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do a lot of stuff there. I mean, it's more of a community, not just past history, but present kind
of. Yeah, it's present too, yeah. And that's something that'll be future too.
Yeah, that's right. Did you, and growing up, can you remember similar things? Were there like fairs in this area or?
Yeah, they used to have a rodeo every year, and they still do. They have rodeos every year, and we have a fair every year.
What's the fair like?
Well, it's just really pretty great. It starts with the stock, and they have 4-H kids with their sheep and their pigs and their chickens and calves, and then they have a big room filled with things that the ladies have made, canning and cooking and quilts and crochet work and
garden stuff.
Just, it really is pretty great to find out how many talented people, you know, that there are here.
That's right. It gives everybody a chance to get together too.
Yes, it is. It's a great thing. They usually have a dance and they usually have a barbecue. The Lions Club has a breakfast over here in this vacant lot, just beyond here. So it's a really a great thing. Well, this year is Walden's centennial, as well as, did you know that we furnished the Christmas tree for Washington, D.C. this year?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, we do that. So,
do y'all do that every year, or is this the first time you
this
know?
This is the first time that Colorado even has ever sent a tree there. So we feel real honored about that. And then with Walden Centennial, they're having a lot of things going on this year special. This coming Saturday is the, they call it a Jamboree, and it's to help send the Christmas tree to Washington, D.C., but there'll be booths all along Main Street. You should have come up Saturday.
I wish I could. I may,
Every club has some kind of a booth here. The Lions Club, the Women's Club, the VFW, Old Timers. I think there'll probably be 15 or 20, maybe more than that, different booths along here that's selling. Some of them will have garage sales. Some of them will have bake sales. The Boy Scouts usually have wieners and buns, and the Women's Club has a pie social. And so that's something that's special this 1990.
Yeah. And our governor isn't as interested enough to attend it.
Well, I'm sure he's busy doing it.
He had to go to Cheyenne
Frontier Days.
Oh, yeah. He'll get more votes from Cheyenne when he wants reelected than he will.
Yeah, all those folks in Wyoming will be voting for him, won't they?
And we're planning to go to Washington, D.C. when the tree goes, so that's going to be...
Are you really?
I think there must be 60-some going from North Park.
Well, that'll be great. I'll be able to see it on TV and say,
yeah, we'll wave to you.
I know those people. I know that place. I've been there. That'll be really nice, yeah.
We hadn't thought much about going, and our niece was going to go, and she said, why don't you folks just make plans and go too? So she and a girlfriend of hers and John there are going to go. It'll be a flight from Denver that'll take all of us. I think it'll be real great.
And how old?